Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 121. In this show, we're going to be doing a comparison with three of the best known and popular platforms if you're trying to build a community type website on WordPress, which runs about 40 to 45% of all websites on the internet. Me and Kirk, my co-host, passionately believe that WordPress is the right platform to use. We're going to be doing a comparison between BuddyBoss, BuddyPress, and a new player that's gaining traction. That's fantastic, and it's called Fluent Community. We're going to be doing a bit of dive, giving you some insights, doing a comparison. It should be great stuff. So, Kirk, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Sure, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Annen, and I own an agency called Mañana No Más, and we work directly with folks at WP Tonic and Lift Your LMS.
Yeah, and do me a favor, go over to his website, join him on LinkedIn, give him some love. He's had a hard day already. He's got some more clients of mine that he's helping me with, the poor bugger. But I think I'm compassionate. I understand the frustration sometimes.
No, it's all, you know, it's all part of a day.
It is, isn't it? Before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
We're coming back, folks. I also like to point out we've got some special offers from the major sponsors, plus a curated list of the best WordPress plugins and other services that will help you build a membership website on WordPress. Plus, we've got a fantastic course done by Kirk that will show you how to utilize the best WordPress technology from beginning to end. And it's a great course, and you get it at a massive discount if you go to this page. And this page is wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. So let's go straight into it, Kirk. So how would you introduce, if somebody was coming to you for consultation, a chat, and they've done some basic research and they gave you a list of these three. What would be the introduction to the conversation, Kurt?
The introduction of the conversation is, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, Jonathan. It's a tricky conversation because somehow when you're talking to people, you have to gauge their expectation versus what's going to get delivered versus their imagination, because the expectation, the imagination, they're not even the same thing. For instance, you know, and we're going to talk about it at length, but I would say, what is your appetite for moderation? What is your appetite for being involved with your own community? Because then you start to find out that they think it runs itself or something. And you've
There's a lot of people on the internet telling them it runs itself, isn't there?
That's true. And a lot of these gurus and influencers online, what they're selling people is not reality. And so, unfortunately, from the agency perspective, that puts us in that driver's seat to go, okay, so what's your appetite for customizations? What's your appetite for management? What's your appetite for moderation? What were you thinking this was going to look and feel like and smell like for your users? What do you want your user experience to be? And then you kind of whittle into, you know, okay, out of that, what do these tools do to kind of meet those needs?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, Kirk. I try and gauge the other part of it, to my mind, is do you realise that this is going to be a lot more work than just having a membership course subscription website, especially if this is your first attempt at it. It's going to be a lot more work and a lot more effort. And have they already got a community? Have they got something on Facebook groups? Have they got something on Slack? Have they got something on some other platform, some type of community, which they're going to move over? Because if they haven't and they're just starting from the ground up and they've got no experience about launching a community or how to promote it and how to be the person behind the scenes, it is going to be difficult, isn't it, Kurt?
I go back to expectations, because no matter which tool you select, it's like you need to investigate it. You as the creator are going to have some experience or something that you've taken away from your Facebook experience, your X experience, your Twitch, your whatever experience. And then when you have one of these community tools, you're going to go to use it and you're going to say, well, how come it doesn't do this or how come it doesn't do that? And chances are it could. It might be in the settings, but there is a learning curve to all of these platforms about the settings and the capabilities and what they actually do.
Right. That's fantastic. So let's go in. So we're looking at BuddyBoss, BuddyPress, Fluent Community.
Yeah.
So let's do a quick intro, like you were talking to a consultant client. So how would you quickly explain what BuddyBoss is and the main one or two things that you really like about it, or the one or two things that you don't like about it? And the main, shall we go that route?
It's a great way to start off, because part of why we endorse WordPress so much is because of its flexibility, is because if you want to style something, if you want something to look a certain way, if you want something to behave a certain way or add certain tools, you certainly can. So when you have the conversation about BuddyBoss, I feel like that changes gears a bit. And other people could disagree with me, which is fine. But I find to get the most out of BuddyBoss, which is a great platform, it's very powerful. It's a top shelf membership platform in my view. However, it kind of comes as a package. So you have BuddyBoss and then you have BuddyBoss Pro, right? Which gives you some of the extra features that you're going to want with your community. But to really optimize those features, you also want to use the BuddyBoss theme. And so that BuddyBoss theme kind of takes over the
Let's not go in the second half. I think we can go into the real nitty gritty. I just want you to do some general. So the
general thing is you get all kinds of crazy cool things, but it also limits some of your control of the rest of the site.
Yeah, the way I would do this, I want to see if you would agree. It's amazing platform. It is amazing if you really want to build a community. But the opposite, it's a beast. It's a beast in resources that it needs, in hosting power, in maintaining it as the admin. It's got so much functionality, but it really, using a bit of London terminology, it's the bee's knees. But it was built on quite old code and built upon, and it needs a lot of server resources, hosting resources. Another great strength of it is that you can host, and if you want a mobile app, what BuddyBoss offers, you have to go to them direct. But the deal they're offering on a white-labeled app, if you don't require it to be too customized, these prices go up quickly if you require a real customization. But if you're just talking about some minor customization, but you can have it totally white labeled, your branding on it, what they're offering on a app that works on Apple and Android, iOS. It's very competitive, you know, compared to the leading SaaS offering. So that's a major strength. The negativity or the con is, I think, especially if this is your first community, people get fixated that having an app will make their launch successful. And I don't agree with that. I think they're deluding themselves. What do you reckon?
I think the real estate on a phone is becoming more and more valuable. And if you don't have a really, really strong offer, some kind of magic that's going to come through connecting, you know, to your product through an app, people aren't going to put it on the phone.
Yeah, it's all linked to our discussions in this podcast, folks. And I would highly encourage you to listen to some of the previous episodes, because we talk about finding a niche and then really finding solution to pain points, blah, blah, blah. Now, let's move on. What do you see the main strengths and the main negativity, one or two, of BuddyPress?
I don't think BuddyPress gets a fair enough shake, to be honest with you, Jonathan. I still find it to be a pretty powerful tool, even though it's, you know, it's the OG, right? That's kind of, if I understand correctly, that's what BuddyBoss was actually built on, right? And then added to. Where BuddyPress fails, in my opinion, is it doesn't have that look, that feel, that polish that BuddyBoss brings to the table, right? So a lot of the elements that you activate are, it feels rudimentary in its experience. So unless you want to jump in with some customizations and CSS and things like that, if you use it straight out of the box, it's going to feel as old as it is.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I think its main is that it's free.
It's free. Free.
I think that's its main thing. It the person that coded it up, I know he's a great guy, but he would say that it needs recoding, really. But that would be a major undertaking. But there's a bigger problem, in my opinion, folks, and that opinion is, what is a community? Because it has elements. It doesn't have the forum elements. It's got the forum, because there's two, isn't it?
There's BB Press and Buddy Press.
So what does BB always get confused with this?
BB Press is the forums.
Yep. So a lot of these community platforms, they're a combination of what you would find on Facebook with a Facebook group, combined with what you would find in a forum, merged into one hybrid. That's what you find with BuddyBoss and other SaaS platforms, where this is just the kind of Facebook group without the forum bit. And a lot of people don't realize that. So when they installed it, I haven't got the forum bit, the threaded conversation, blah, blah, whatever that you get with a forum. So that causes confusion. Would you agree with that, or do you think I'm wrong there?
I think in general, not just the forums, there's other things that are assumptions with community, the word community, and when it's not there, people get lost or confused. I think that's why this episode's important.
Yep. And finally, you know, you've been doing some work with me on a couple of projects that's been using Fluent Community. So what are one or two strengths and one or two weaknesses that you think people need to know about Fluent Community?
I think its strength in its initial experience is its simplicity. It is adding features at a fairly quick rate. So I'm a little worried that the simplicity may suffer over time. I think that is yet to bear itself out. For instance, just last week, they sent out an email that said it's now compliant with different themes and stuff. And so at our level of the game, we're still experimenting with, like, oh, that's a new feature, I got to figure that out. But it seems lightweight. It works quickly. It's very intuitive in its use. I've been really happy with it. I think Fluent is a really good answer for people that don't want the full bells and whistles of Buddy Boss.
It's built, it's a modern environment. It's built for speed. The people behind it are very experienced on building quality WordPress solutions. The owner's a great guy. It hasn't got all the swings and roundabouts of Buddy Boss. I'm not even sure if they should try and provide all the swings and roundabouts. That's because if you're really, really looking for the ultimate experience, that's what you're going to get with Buddy Boss. But be aware, it is a beast. Beast in resources, and there's some other things that you need to know about it that we're going to explain in the second half. Fluent is much lighter. One of the main problems was when they initially released it, it had styles and other elements that were separate from the starter website or the theme or all the terms that are now used in WordPress that cause even more confusion. But it didn't take the styles from your theme or your starter website. I think they're the two main themes, people. The two main terminal terms that people hear. And it didn't take the styles. So in some ways, if you had a website pre-built, you would be better off having it on the subdomain. But then there's other factors that we will go through in the second half about that type of setup. But I don't think you need to do that now, because I think for the major page builders and with Gutenberg, there's going to be a lot more taking cues from the theme or starter website and being able to change things in the page editor that you're using. Would you agree with that?
I would. I think it's, again, like I said in my original statement, I see Fluent community continuing to evolve and get better. Again, my only hope is that it stays simple in its execution.
Yeah. Right. We're going to do a quick show because Kurt's really busy. So we're not going to, because the last show was about, I think it was 1 hour and 15 minutes, was it, the last show? Don't worry, Kirk, this is going to be a shorter one. So we're going to end it now, the first half of the show. We're going to go into a bit more detail about all these a little bit, especially Buddy Boss and some other factors. And it should be a great second half. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast about community solutions on WordPress, and you've got some really great choices. Hopefully we've cleared, maybe we haven't confused you even more. Hopefully, well, I know Kirk hasn't done that. I've probably done that. With my English accent and my buttoning, it's just enthusiasm. I'm very enthusiastic sometimes. But before we go into the second half, I want to point out, if you're looking for a great free resource, why don't you look at the Membership Machine Show Facebook group? It's a great resource. It's totally free. Just go to Facebook, put the Membership Machine Show in, and it will show up, and just join us. If you've got any questions about anything we discuss in the show, you can put your questions there. And it's a great community as well of WordPress people and people like you trying to build a membership community website on WordPress. Right, let's have a bit of a deeper dive with BuddyBoss because I think one of the areas that causes a lot of confusion, and I hate going down this conversation in my own consultations, because I can literally see the people I'm talking to, their eyes glazing over in front of me. Kirk, I'm not surprised because they're talking to me, but there we go. He's trying to explain to them that it is a plugin, and the plugin is free, but they've also got functionality embedded in the theme as well. So you can just upload the plugin, but you're not going to have their demo experience. When you go to their demo website, if you just install the plugin, the demo experience isn't there. If you can't have two themes running at the same time, so you got the plugin, you got the theme. Now, if you want it to start having it look the way that's not on their demo, yeah, you can hire somebody to start customizing it. It is a nightmare to do customization on a BuddyBoss website. And every time they do an update, you're going to have an individual on a retainer, and they're going to have to check everything on a staging site before you upload it to a production. There are also third-party themes, but out there that supposedly offer more customization, but you're putting even a third layer on a third layer. The only way to really deal with this at the present moment is what they recommend on the BuddyBoss YouTube channel. And they don't exactly make this public, it's there, you've got to do a dive, is they recommend that your website have a page builder, and they recommend Elementor, which has its own problems, because that on itself is resource hungry, and you're adding it to a beast that's also resource hungry. And when I'm trying to explain this to somebody, I normally, halfway through this conversation, Kirk, I can see that I've totally lost them. And that's why I love Fluent Community.
I was actually going to bring up the fact that WP Tonic installs the BuddyBoss with the sample content. That is, people don't understand. That is a game changer. Yeah. That's such a game changer in the way that product is given, because when I first started playing with BuddyBoss, I installed it, I activated it, I went to the screening, I was like,
you think, what the hell have I got here?
Yeah, and then how do I get that menu? So I would go back to their demo site, and I'd be like, well, what's that menu? What's that menu? Where does this come from? And it was frustrating. And so to know the way WP Tonic loads it up with the sample content, and it's ready to go when you get it. Yeah, there's some settings that you can change or tweak or move around, but that is such a game changer, the way that that's presented through you guys. There's also something I want to mention with BuddyBoss and my experience with you versus experiences with others, and that is, I don't even know if you're aware of this, Jonathan. Pictures don't show up in the news feed or in posts with a lot of different hosting sources. You have to have a thing called FFMPEG, FFmpeg, installed on the website in order for the pictures to work with BuddyBoss. And it's totally counterintuitive. You'll run into this, you'll spend hours trying to troubleshoot it, and then you'll put in a support ticket and you'll figure out that you need FFmpeg to...
Days later.
And You know, I get fearful that I sound like I'm complaining or that that's not the mess. Folks, I'm trying to lay out the stepping stones for you to make this quicker and easier. Newsflash, I requested my host at the time to add this FFmpeg because I said, oh, a buddy boss said I need to add this. And they responded back with, that's not available at your level of hosting packages. You need to upgrade to get access to this feature. And I was like, feature? I just want people to upload pictures. What feature? And it was just like this crazy experience. And so when I know how it works with WP Tonic and I see that smoothness, I kind of get sold into, yeah, buddy boss is easy. I kind of fall for the influencer's message, but that's because you make it easy. It's not like that in most circumstances. There's quite the learning curve with that program.
Yeah, but the benefit is ownership, folks, because, yeah, you can ownership, say,
absolutely.
Mighty Network or Circle, why should I look at its ownership, ability to add customization, which you're never going to be able to do with Circle, Mighty Network, and the mobile at the right moment. Yeah. Because if you are building a real community and you're getting demand for a mobile app, that's when to add it, because it will make the community more sticky. It's you doing the right thing at the right time. And it is the best deal on the market for pure white labeled. The competitors are in a totally different. They do offer branded mobile solution, but they have all their branding, Mighty Networks or Circles branding all over it. People don't want that. That's one of the reasons why they want an app, because they want to put their own branding on it. But it is a beast. But it's still, but now we've got two really great choices, because the bulk of people, I think Fluent Community is the better path to start off with. And it will not be such hassle if you decide to upgrade at some stage to Buddy Boss. And you'll have more experience about running a community anyway with your experience that you've built up with Fluent. Can you see where I'm going, Kurt?
Definitely, definitely. I think from a user standpoint, from a creator standpoint, like the person running the website, I think Fluent has a much easier learning curve than Buddy Boss.
Dependent on your prior experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's always someone that's going to come to market with us that's going to be, phenomenal out of the gate. Like, oh, I've already used this, and this, and I'm ready to go. Like, but that client is rare. Or like, usually people they're learning as they go. And to try and treat people with kid gloves and say, okay, you're learning as you go. Here's a great way to get started. I think Fluent is a really great way to get started. Yeah. And their tutorials are good too. It teaches people how to use the product.
Yeah. So let's just go through some terms really quick, and then we'll go for the prices, and then we call it a day.
Okay.
We've also got to mention about, yeah. So, shall we talk about how they integrate? So, shall we jump? Yeah, let's jump features, and let's go to integration. So you're very tight with the Lifter. You know, you're one of the team at Lifter LMS.
Yeah,
he's a busy guy, folks. He does his work for Lifter. He does his own agency, and he's a key part of WP Tonic. So he's a busy guy. I don't know how you do it all. I don't think you know, but I'm busy, aren't I?
You are
at it. Yeah. We are busy beavers, as we would say. So how does Buddy Boss, see, this is the must be the most frustrating situation, is that for some, you don't hate one another, but I noticed recently that Buddy Boss has been promoting their integration with Tutor LMS.
Yes, indeed.
But they never wanted to be really that close to the lovely Lifter LMS people. You know, so what's this about, Kirk?
I don't think it's really that way, to be honest with you.
I was being flippant.
Yeah. No, I know, but like out of the chute, you know, Buddy Boss, when I first got introduced to Buddy Boss, it was like, oh, Learn Dash and Lifter, that's great. Either one, fine, good to go. But when they started to go down this mobile app development route, they started with Learn Dash. And I think the initial inclination was to do both Lifter and Learn Dash. If I'm mistaken, I'm sure that the people that own Buddy Boss can certainly correct us. My understanding was they were going to do both. But Jonathan, I think you would back me up on this. When you start going down the mobile development route, you start running into all kinds of speed bumps and expenses and development woes and falling behind schedule, and things get kind of crazy. And people were expecting a certain turnaround and a certain level of service with this mobile app development. And I think it became a bigger animal for them than maybe they anticipated. So the Lifter LMS task of making it a mobile app got backburnered. And it got backburnered so much that it became a, hey, it's probably never going to happen thing. And so now the understanding is, if you want to have a mobile app with Buddy Boss, you might as well just go with Learn Dash is what.
Well, they highly encourage it, don't they?
Yeah. And then
I think you said there's a third party guy that has provided a plugin or some service.
Well, there's three or four now creators that I know of that have multiple projects with Buddy Boss and Lifter and mobile apps. And it works really, really well. It's just Buddy Boss doesn't want to be on the back end as the main support arm for that.
No,
it's kind of like Lifter LMS works great on multi-site, but if you go to their website, it says they don't support multi-site installations. It's because they don't want to be on the hook to support the multi-site thing, even though it works great.
Yeah. I think that's they basically, to provide the mobile app folks, they were hitting real technical hurdles, which they overcome, but they really only want you to have the mobile app with a membership, with a learning management system, and that learning management system has to be Learn Dash. It's one of the main reasons why, it's one of the only reasons why I offer Learn Dash, and I have to pay the yearly subscription for the people that are hosting with us. And at some stage, I might drop it because Learn Dash is great. But what's your experience with it working, Buddy Boss, with Learn Dash then?
The integration portion of it works really, really well. It comes from their side of it, right? So you install Lifter LMS, you install Buddy Boss, you go in through their settings, you select Lifter LMS, and it gives you the ability to be like anyone that registers as a student becomes a member and gets access to, yes, and it works really well.
What about Learn Dash? Any experience of Buddy Boss with Learn Dash?
It's basically the same. Yeah. You know, we've talked before about the difference between Learn Dash and Lifter LMS, so I don't want to turn this episode into that. You know, the user experience is slightly different based on the tools you use for the membership controls. Lifter LMS has membership built in. Learn Dash has a couple of options for selling memberships, right? And so depending on how you set up that user experience is how it's going to connect to Buddy Boss. But both integrations work really well. I wouldn't say one is better than the other.
Yep. Right, yeah. So what about Fluent? What's it, you know, how does it work with Lifter LMS?
It works well. We're Fluent. So I was part of the beta test with Fluent, and it behaved different in beta than it did after release. So now with the release, it almost, and I hesitate to say it this way because I might get corrected by somebody, but it almost seems more SaaS-like in that you install Fluent, Fluent community, and then you enter the portal in the admin menu. Instead of setting something up inside like your admin part of your website, it kind of launches what feels like really, really simple scheduling does, right? Like it's got its own portal page and its own settings, and it does all of that right there. It seems removed from the site a little bit.
Because they've got their own membership element in Fluent, but it's very basic.
Yeah.
But how does it like with Buddy Boss, can you share the membership user between the two?
Share the data between the two, yes.
Right, you can.
Yeah. So that part works great. And I guess the next question would be BuddyPress, and BuddyPress integrates with Lifter through Lifter LMS's settings. So you literally just go into Lifter LMS integrations, select BuddyPress, select enable, and boom, as long as it's installed, it connects.
So all these three work with Lifter LMS and work with Learn Dash, I would say. I haven't, I don't think you have actually worked on integrating Fluent Community with Learn Dash, but I'd be very surprised if it's any real difficulty. I can't talk about Tutor LMS because I just don't know, folks. Let's just talk about prices. So BuddyBoss, one site license, $399. If you host with WP Tonic, not on our starter plan, our next plan up, because it needs some new server resources, you get it for free if you host with WP Tonic. If you buy it normally, and I'm giving the non-first year discount price,
yeah,
it's $399, $400. That's still the bargain of the century.
Yeah.
That's bargain price for what you get if you need it, compared to the SaaS solutions out there. Would you agree?
I would. I mean, when you hear what our clients say when they've been shopping for Mighty Networks or Circle, and then any conversation about doing a mobile app on top of it, it's astronomical.
Yep. Next one, BuddyPress. Well, you can't argue in a way. It's free. You're going to need some decent hosting even with that. It probably needs more server resources than Fluent because of when the code was coded. Next one, the other bargain of the year. Like I say, if you host with WP Tonic, you get a free version of Fluent Community, fully licensed and supported by ourselves. If you want to buy it directly from Fluent Community, one site license, $199. A bargain. Would you say?
It is. And my mind is spinning right now, Jonathan. I apologize for this.
I do that all the time. Poor old Kirk. I confuse him regularly, don't I,
but
Kirk?
I was just thinking of every instance that you and I have done Fluent Community with Lifter LMS. We've also provided Fluent CRM and Fluent Form. And that is where you really unlock a lot of really good secret sauce. I mean, that's where you get to do like automated upsells and you know, you could sell messaging and all kinds of stuff through the CRM tool with tagging, and you can enroll people in certain parts of Fluent Community. You can enroll them in courses, unenroll them for courses when they're done. That's where the magic really happens. And of course, you provide those tools as a set you provide with your
hosts. For the time being, I do. There'll be a stage, but we'll probably have our own in-house solution. So I'm always scheming, as Kirk would tell you. I'm always scheming something, kind of like Kirk. The only time I ever stop doing that is probably when I'm dead. All right, let's finish off then. But these, you know, both Buddy, for what you get and the possibility of the app, they start at $2,000 to help you to a certain level customization. And then if it goes above that they give you a individual custom quote, that's a bargain. And then I think it's a couple $100 a month. But if you just want the plugin and the theme, like I say, it's just under $400, which is amazing for what you're getting. And then Fluent for a couple $100, it's just amazing value. Final thoughts, Kurt. What's your final thoughts, my beloved Kurt?
Yeah, the more we discuss these things, and I just come back to, and maybe it's the flavor of the day for me with customer expectations and making sure we meet those expectations. It's the package. Because Fluent Community and BuddyBoss both do courses, but I would never recommend using the course feature. I'd always recommend Lifter LMS for the courses.
Yeah, but the fit is, if you go to Mighty Networks, you go to Circle, you go to Kajabi, the interface is a little bit more integrated and a little bit polished. But I would love the interface of WordPress to be improved. But it's still, to my mind, it's still not that bad.
No, it's
I love third party plugins. Certain providers, what they do, that I have a problem with, but we're not going to go there. But if you log into Kajabi, you've mentioned it. If you log into Kajabi, if you log into Mighty Networks,
it's a learning curve.
You're not setting anything up in a couple of hours.
No.
2 weeks later, you're still going to be at it, unless you're very experienced. You're going to be still at it, aren't you?
We have a client that we gave a WordPress playground to here in town. He is an IT person. He develops custom software for people, right? So whatever that means in that space, because that's not my space. He confided to me at one of those network things that you attended with me once. I've been trying to figure this out on Squarespace for a couple of months and I'm just lost. And I'm like, let me just give you I'm going to give you a starter template on a little sandbox, and I'll give you a little tutorial on it and see how that does. And he was like, this is so much easier than what I'm trying to figure out and make happen in Squarespace.
Yeah, and Kirk's done a lovely job for one of our clients setting up Fluent Community website with Lifter LMS, haven't you? And you've done a lovely job on it. And it's using one of our Fluent WP themes that you get. Yep. And it's come out really nice. You've done a lovely job, haven't you?
I'm actually really impressed with this one. It came together really, really well. And in this particular case, the client also had a copyright expert. So the wording is done really well too. So the content's good and the site looks good and it features well. So it's like, it's all around winner. It's a really good product.
Thank you so much, Kirk. What's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to, Kirk?
Well, you already told people to go check out my LinkedIn, so now we got to hold their feet to the fire. LinkedIn, when you find Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn, you know you got me because I'm the only one there.
And it's always very friendly. So if you're looking for another great free resource to help you build your membership community website in 2025, we got the WP Tonic YouTube channel. It's massive, folks. Got over 1,600 plus videos that covers loads of reviews, marketing tips, insights, reviews on SaaS membership and community products. It's a fabulous free resource. So go over to WP Tonic's YouTube channel and think about subscribing, because I'm adding new videos every week to that channel and it's rapidly growing. I think in this month or next month, we will be up to 10,000 subscribers. So we'd love you to be part of that. We will be back next week with another great discussion. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.